What's up, everybody? How Did This Get Made is on tour. We are in Austin, Texas, June 8th. We are in Los Angeles, California, the 12th and the 13th, doing shows at the Wiltern and the Ebell Theater. Wiltern tickets start at $25. We are also going to be performing at the Montreal Just for Laughs Comedy Festival on the 27th, and we have a bunch of new tour dates coming up right before that. So head on over to hdtgminfo.com. That's hdtgminfo.com for information about how to buy tickets to all of these shows. We'll be seeing you soon, and more tour announcements are coming, so get ready for that. Today's show is brought to you by Philo.tv. People say adios to big cable bills because Philo has 50 of your favorite channels. I'm talking about Comedy Central or AMC or VH1, MTV, Lifetime. They got them all there. You can enjoy them live and on demand, plus unlimited recording for only $20 a month with no contract needed. Did you hear me? No contract needed at $20 a month. Philo is available on Roku, Android, iOS, Fire TV, and Apple TV. To start your free trial, head over to philo.tv/bonkers. That's philo.tv/bonkers. People, cut the cord and get yourself into some great basic cable watching. Today's show is also brought to you by our friends at Squarespace. I've told you this before. I will tell you it again. The only way that people will respect you is if you have an internet presence. Do you have a website? If you don't and you're a business, you are a terrible business. I'm sorry, but you need to hear it. Are you a personal trainer? Are you an author? Are you an artist? Are you a person who just goes out on blind dates and you need a first line of defense or people that want to date you? They need to build a website, and you can do that simply and easily at Squarespace. They make it easier than ever to launch your passion project, whether you're showcasing your work or selling products of any kind. And if you get stuck, Squarespace is there to help you design your site. People, Squarespace is the way to go. It's easy. It's fast. They have a beautiful templates. Everything is there to make you look your best online. Head to squarespace.com/bonkers for a free trial. That's squarespace.com/bonkers for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code BONKERS, B-O-N-K-E-R-S, to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Throughout time, ancient Greek mythology has served as a roadmap to understand time, creation, and good versus evil. But never has it been as exciting or as realistic than when Lou Ferrigno donned a loincloth and tossed a bear into space. We saw Hercules! So you know what that means. Remix! How did Schwarzenegger grow a baby in his belly? Rock a rhinestone vest while whipping Justin to Kelly. Or maybe see a burlesque show with Nick Crow and take a boat with Speed to hitting cruise control. J-Man, Big Paul, and the beautiful June. Gonna take you from the goob all the way to the room. Randy Games and Street Fighter helped to blow off steam. Just a sucker punch the odd life of Timothy Green. Sharknado to Birdemic, how we staying alive? They call it in the badass and he's on the line. Cranking 88 minutes cause they cool as ice. Cause the bad Jim Barney looking kind of nice. Paul and June getting literal. Jason is getting laid. June is making sure all the monkey shots getting paid. They judge a bunch of movies while they're making the grade. Here's a real question for you. How did this get made?
Hello, people of Earth! And hello, people of Los Angeles! We are here live at Largo. Holy cow. We have a great movie on deck for you tonight. It's a How Did This Get Made special edition. We have two special guests tonight, two guests who've never been on the show. It's going to be really, really fun. And I'm a little bit winded because I did a dumb bit before the show started. Just to show you where I am in my exercise life. Ladies and gentlemen, to catch up to speed, Hercules, what can I tell you about this movie? There's a dude named Zeus. He gets a kid, he's gonna balance good and evil, but guess what? King Minos has another plan, all right? He's gonna try to sabotage Zeus's kid. But you know what? He didn't expect the good-natured, the strong, and slightly dumb Hercules to get in the way. We're gonna break it down here, and all the stories that I don't know much about Greek mythology, I'm gonna say 70% of this movie is not in Greek mythology. Right off the bat. Gonna say like inspired by Greek mythology, Greek mythology adjacent. One of the things that you'll notice with this movie, too, is it says the incredible Lou Ferrigno because he was the incredible Hulk. So they want to remind you. It's the guy from The Thing. That's who he is. Because, you know, people were flocking to see a movie where Lou doesn't even use his real voice. Get into it all. But I can't get into this at all without bringing out my co-host. Please welcome Mr. Jason Mantzoukas.
What's up, jerks? How we doing, everybody?
Jason.
I don't understand what you're confused about, Paul. This is Greek mythology.
Well,
what we've got. A pantheon of gods.
Yes.
Robots.
Yep. That was the part that I was like, don't remember that many robots in Greek mythology.
Yeah. Don't you remember all the robots?
So Transformers were invented by the ancient Greeks?
Yep. That's what this movie is. This movie is, for me personally, the text of bad movies.
Yes.
I saw this movie in the theater.
Wow.
With my family. I'm going to be honest, probably because it was about Greek shit.
Well, I was going to say, like, do your your family feels like an allegiance they have to make?
I don't know why. We went and saw it. It is famous in my family, this movie specifically, and meaningful in my life because it is the first time we walked out of a movie. Like, this movie is in my family holds a special place as the movie we walked out of. My mother, upon understanding that we did this podcast, said, "Have you done Hercules yet?"
Wow. There's so many details I want to get into. The thing I think that confuses me the most about it is that this movie played in an actual theater.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
A million percent.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
I purchased tickets to this movie.
Like, and there is a world where you would go up to the counter and be like, one for E.T., or, oh, actually, you know what? Hercules
yep.
with Lou Ferrigno.
And in that imaginary scenario, I am an actual person in it. Like, that actually happened to me.
That is absolutely amazing. I love that you have a history with it. I did not know.
Oh, no. And rewatching it, I was like, because I texted you. I said, you sent out a text that said, hey, don't watch The Adventures of Hercules
right.
starring Lou Ferrigno. Watch Hercules, whatever yes. the distinction was. And I said, as long as we're watching the one where he throws a bear into space?
Yes.
Creating Ursa Major? Then I know I'm watching the right one.
I think what I meant to reply to that text with was, well, he also throws a bear in The Adventures of Hercules, too.
Does he really?
Yes.
God damn
it. I have
it.
A page of notes on The Adventures of Hercules because I watched 45 minutes of it, and I was watching it on Vudu, and they put ads in it, and at 45 minutes, I was like, fuck these ads, I'm gonna buy it on iTunes.
Oh.
And I bought it on iTunes, I was like, wait a second, this is a different movie. And I was like, what did I do? I'm already on a low tank because I've watched 45 minutes. And then to start from
the
beginning.
Wait, you're on a low tank because you've already come during the 45 minutes before?
Nonstop.
Yeah. Won't stop.
I will tell you, in The Adventures of Hercules, there is a static bear. He's made of static electricity, and he fights a
what?
Static bear. What I like about this movie is that it's a romance. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we have two amazing guests for the podcast tonight. She is an amazing director who most recently co-created and directed the Netflix show Russian Doll. Please welcome Leslie Headland.
Oh,
Welcome, Leslie. Have a seat.
Hi, guys.
Headland.
Here. Present.
Fan of the podcast.
Really big fan of the podcast. FYI.
So excited to have you here.
It's really great to be here. Dreams do come true, guys. Just keep going.
And to talk about this movie, which I feel like sometimes you get in a real sweet spot. This movie, I mean, watching the trailer before we started this podcast, you remember, wow, all this happened in a brisk 90 minutes.
It clocks
along. What were your first impressions of Hercules?
Really loved it. unabashedly loved it. When Paul sent me an email saying, just FYI, there's another movie called The Adventures of Hercules.
Directed by the same person,
please
starring the same
sure
person.
Please make sure you don't watch that one. The one we are watching begins with Zeus on Mount Olympus with two people, which is categorically untrue. This movie begins with the birth of the cosmos.
But by the way, they both start with the birth of the cosmos.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Are you talking about the elements are night, day, matter, and air?
Guys, the movie...
Excuse me?
Day, matter,
day?
And air.
And
guys,
air.
What? Think about that.
Like, water just got totally fucked.
Think about those as elemental forces.
Night, day.
Day.
Matter.
What? And air.
Like, fuck water, fuck fire.
The minute they said that in the movie, I was like, fuck.
It also went on.
I wish I could walk out right now.
It also went on for like 5 minutes, so I really was like, I may still be watching the wrong movie.
Oh yeah. Until... It was like the beginning of Tree of Life.
It really was. It was a Terrence Malick movie.
I was like, this.
That is what this is.
Terrence Malick made this movie.
That's the big surprise. He's here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get around with Terrence Malick.
I was gonna say that the opening felt to me like a dude who runs a local planetarium. It's like, yeah, man, I run this planetarium in Maine. We don't got all the finance. But I'm putting it together. It's fun, man. We do Pink Floyd shit, but we also do science shit too. You know, it's like, it's so like weird. And but is there such thing as a Pandora's jar?
No.
Okay, because that was where I was hung up.
As well.
Yeah, not. It's a box.
It's a box.
And it felt like they were specifically avoiding that word.
Yeah, they were like, the jar broke apart.
But
don't look in Pandora's jar.
I kind of enjoyed this movie, and then it seems to have been completely erased from my memory.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's like, as I was watching it, I was like, oh, this is cute. Yeah, it's dumb, and it's badly made, but like, you know, this is fun, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, great, you know, we'll talk about, I cannot remember.
The movie is
It was a government experiment. Like, I can't remember.
It's like Invisible Ink. You see it for a second, you feel it intensely, and you're like, and then
it's gone.
Yeah.
It's like a dream.
It's instantly forgettable. Honestly, what movie are we talking about?
What are we talking about? Truly, I watched that trailer and I was like, did that all happen?
What? Yep, all of it. All of it, and we will get into all of it. We have another special guest tonight. You know her from Saturday Night Live. You also know her from a brand new podcast that she does with Nicole Byer. Please welcome Sasheer Zameida. Welcome, Sasheer.
Thank you.
What are your thoughts on Hercules? Is this your first exposure to Hercules?
Well, this iteration of it,
yes. Okay, yeah.
You were a big fan of The Adventures of Hercules.
Yeah, loved
Which
the
you've
Adventures.
Watched many, many times, this Hercules.
Not this particular
Got
one,
it.
Yeah.
There are so many versions of Hercules. Like, I mean, like The Rock has done Hercules, Kevin Sorbo has done Hercules.
That's what I'm more acquainted with.
Okay, where do you feel like Lou Ferrigno stacks up in the Hercules that are out there? Do you think Sorbo or Ferrigno?
I have to go Sorbo.
Okay,
yeah.
Interesting. Controversial. Okay, great. I mean, this movie, it's interesting. We were saying, you know, at the top of the show, like, they're really, like, resting on the laurels that he is the Incredible Hulk, but he is the Incredible Hulk, the non-speaking entity of that TV show at the time.
Right.
Like, yeah, he's just the Hulk part, who just goes,
and by the way,
like, gotta see him.
Great job.
Yeah, good job, Paul.
Jason, really? Thank you.
Can I ask you a question? As we approach Avengers Endgame, do you see the writing on the wall and you're like, they're going to need a new Hulk?
I
got to get out
that...
there early in the pod, making sure people see that I'm capable of like giving you that Hulk vibe.
Kevin Feige, I hope you're listening. Or should I say, Feige, listen to me. Anyway, no big deal. I gotta keep on, you know, keep the jobs alive, people. I gotta keep them out there.
I would love it if you got cast as the Incredible Hulk off of this.
Yeah, Paul, we heard your audition.
We heard you on How Did This Get Made, and you said Feige smash.
What I realized, I guess, in watching it was this movie was so heavily influenced by Superman, or Superman is so influenced by Hercules. I don't know.
Chicken or egg, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what came first, because clearly the story of Hercules
came first.
Are you sure?
I mean,
In Greek mythology, like Superman wasn't before Greek mythology.
So in Greek mythology, right?
Yeah.
Krypton is about to blow up.
Right. Okay.
Jor-El puts Kal-El in an egg and sends him to Earth. Ma and Pa Kent find him. They name him Clark Kent. Just like in Hercules, when his parents, adopted parents, find him and they're like, well, I guess we'll call him Hercules. Why does everybody know his name is Hercules? That shouldn't be possible. You don't name a kid Hercules, send him down a river, people are like, here's a baby. And then also have him be Hercules. The baby doesn't remember his name. Nor is there a sign taped to him that says, this is Hercules.
I mean, there was a lot of references where I was like, is this Prince of Egypt? And then they were literally in the Garden of Eden at one point in time.
The movie really jumps around. Like, there's a lot of, they're going from planet to, they're on different planets.
But also
points.
Hell. They also took a rainbow to
the
hell.
The rainbow to hell. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which is an odd choice for hell to be like, hey, I know that we get a bad rap. Let's just pop this rainbow here to just throw people off the scent.
Yeah, it's fun.
I found it to be very homophobic. I'm just going to say it.
By the way, the rainbow?
Rainbow to hell.
Yeah.
You know, I see it. I see it. Yeah. I see what they're saying.
I will say that hell sequence was one of the best sequences in the whole film.
It was so slow.
So slow.
The whole
movie show you a real boat ride. They literally show you a man, and not only do they show you the boat ride, they slow it down. Like they slow down the frames of it. Like, how can we extend a slow boat docking? We'll put it in slow-mo.
That happens throughout the movie. Throughout the movie, they switch pointlessly to slow-mo. Oftentimes to just be like, here's a moment. It's not a moment. It's not interesting. It's not good. And it's just, I suspect, to pad the movie.
I feel like
to make it longer.
Some sort of mafia guy said, like, it needs to be 90 minutes. Again,
I love this character work.
Me in your stuff.
Marty Scorsese, Paul Scheer is available to play an Italian gangster.
Hey, Marty, let me tell you something. Put me in your movie. We'll have a lot of fun. Calzones, pizza, pasta. Oh.
It also didn't seem to be shot in 48, though. It seemed to be shot normally and then just slowed down later. So it was kind of
a
that,
million percent.
This kind of. This
yeah,
kind
no,
of
it's.
It.
This is not a well-made movie.
Oh, no?
Although I have to say that some of the choices, like when we meet Zeus, like I'm liking the look of Zeus. I'm liking
the look of Zeus.
I love the
He's
pool.
Wearing a store-bought beard. And a crown.
A Santa beard.
And a crown of nonsense.
If you view the movie like those high school kids who put on the Alien production, you're like, this is pretty good.
Those kids did such a better job.
They did, yeah.
They did.
The wigs, the all of the gods stuff is absolutely out of control.
For some reason, everybody's costume, it's like the costume designer made the choice, like the main choice was like crotch.
Yes.
Like that was the choice. They were like, let's start with the crotch, move out from there.
But we'll go from crotch up to just half nipple.
Because my favorite thing.
Yes, that one woman who was
Sybil Danning. Yeah, that's who's like the evil woman who's like chasing him.
I saw the top of her areolas.
Oh, yeah, you're seeing like half nipple.
And her wardrobe is on the bottom of her boobs. It is boob colored. So what you're looking at appears from the picture to be she's topless, but she's in fact not topless.
Well, it's the classic.
I zoomed in. Yeah. It's not. You don't see it.
Yeah. It's the classic Kate Beckinsale in Van Helsing look of just not quite up, yep. but just right on the
Thank
nipple.
Thank you for using your own nipples as measurements.
It's a visual medium, right? Everyone's going to see that, right? Yes, okay, yes, cool, yes. great.
Yeah, see? Like, yeah. Her yes. underneath yes. is flesh-colored.
Yeah, she is. I mean, and the other girl is in a paper-shredded dress, which it went through the paper shredder, but not all the way, so they can still wear it as the top is together. But what I find so interesting, and I did a little research on this, or I should say Nate showed me some research on this, that Sybil Danning signed on for, like, an X-rated, R-rated, dirty version of Hercules. And Lou Ferrigno read that script and was like, no, 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 we're doing it like G. And she was like, well, I still want to do like the R-rated version. And he's like, I don't. So she's playing up her R-rated version. And, with, wow. And it makes sense. Like, oh, yeah, these costumes feel like they're from a, if this feels like from the porn version. And then Lou Ferrigno feels like from like the ABC Family version. Like he's so, although he never puts on a shirt and I feel like he should have at least worn a shirt at one point.
What? No way. He's like a Stone Cold
Hunk. That's why you're
hunk.
Watching the movie.
What?
You're watching just for that? Like, I mean, you don't want yeah. a nice shirt on? I thought maybe he was too muscular for a normal
What? Shirt. No way!
He's got to always be shirtless? That's a pretty tough life.
That's the draw.
He's Hercules! He's a Stone Cold Hunk.
Most of this movie was reasons for him to lift or push something.
Yes. yes. Even the way when we meet him and he's a little bit older and he's like plowing the field.
It made no sense.
No sense.
Whatever he no was sense. Doing, it was like, it's going to take forever for you to do that thing.
Yeah.
And you're just tearing up the lawn? Well, what that's are you how, doing?
I was like, you're pulling, dumb. You're
he was
dumb
pulling and... three stones. Like he was yoked like an ox. Like pulling three stones to dig out the farm or whatever. It really was like, by the way, his parents are murdered effortlessly.
Yeah, very quickly.
So
very quickly.
Like, you know what? Listen, I understand. Luke Skywalker's parents, they work at a moisture farm. Who knows what's going on?
Jason.
Those what, are his parents? Aunt and uncle.
His yeah. aunt and uncle. Sorry, yeah. sorry, sorry. But, like, his adopted parents, Hercules' adopted parents, they've got a regular farm, and they are immediately murdered. And the clarion call for his mother's murder is just somebody being like, your mother's in danger. Your mother's in danger.
And she takes a like a spike right to the chest. Like, boom. Yeah. Like, yeah, she goes
is
down.
Is that home. What happened?
I thought so, right? Doesn't she take a spike to the chest?
Or I maybe just, he was like,
oh,
what
no,
happened?
And
he
moved like,
oh,
up.
I feel like he gets there and she's just like done.
She's on the ground. And she's like, right.
Well, he moves her to the
There's a robot in the sky. And I'm like, did the robot shoot her? They didn't show that part.
And that's what I assumed. Like the robot must. The robot.
And then he moves her to this like outdoor bedding area. That's just very
yeah,
convenient for
very,
her to die on.
This pelt that happens yeah. to be outside.
It's like I feel like that's the actors going. Like, if I'm going to be dead for like 6 hours here, put like, me on something comfortable, please.
Yeah.
yeah, I don't want to sit on the dirty ground. Well, I mean, Zeus. We should just talk about the elephant in the room, which is Lou Ferrigno's voice is not in this movie.
Much like Schwarzenegger's voice in Prezi,
well, he was
movie
dubbed in some
Hercules
but the one
in
that
New
we
York.
Watched.
Hercules in New York, right? He was dubbed in that, right?
On some versions, we watched the version that was actually his voice.
We did?
Yeah. yeah.
I thought he was dubbed in that. No.
He gives them going like, Hercules. Like he has, oh. yeah, he has like a very intense accent on it. So here, it's Lou Ferrigno having a voice that I can only describe as like a very, like, very classical actor. Hi, I'm Hercules. Stop, I'll hurt you. Like it's like a very, it's.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's amazing or terrible. It's matching his performance perfectly. But I can't tell which is better. Is it bad? Is it great? I don't know. Thoughts?
It's bad.
Yeah, all right.
I mean,
definitely bad.
I concur, it is bad.
Yeah.
Okay. So is that because Lou Ferrigno is giving him bad, like, track to run on? Because, like, Lou Ferrigno's not overreacting. Like, when his mom dies, he's like, mother, you're dead.
There's a lot of cutting to him when he doesn't have lines.
Right.
They cut. This happens a bunch throughout the movie where they will be like, there's a scene where they are having something active happen. They cut to the gods. They cut between the gods. The gods never speak. And they cut back to Earth or wherever they were previous. And this happens to Lou Ferrigno a bunch where they cut to him for a reaction. He doesn't say anything. He's just kind of like. Then they cut back to whoever was talking. And it's. It is unsettling to watch, if I'm being honest.
I found him very endearing.
Yeah.
And I felt like the voice was calming, almost like ASMR or something. Like where, you know, I didn't realize until halfway through. Well, I knew he was dubbed, but I didn't realize it wasn't. It's not his voice?
Not
it
his
is
voice.
Not.
Because Lou Ferrigno is hearing impaired. So I think that they made a very bold choice to be like, you know what? We don't want to position. We don't want Hercules to sound like Lou Ferrigno. We want him to sound like
right.
a British man.
Right. Got it. As a British man.
I didn't know he was dubbed.
Really?
Oh, not until I started watching the movie.
Oh,
even though I'd seen the movie as a child.
Yeah. In the theater.
Bought that ticket. Don't worry about it. Reese's Pieces. When it started, I was like, hang on a second.
Yeah.
That is not his voice. And I was like, oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
You know?
I would like to have seen the Lou Ferrigno cut. Talking about his body.
Release the Ferrigno cut.
Get it out.
That's a hashtag. Get it out there. Release the Ferrigno cut.
What are you guys scared of, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what are you afraid
of? Come on.
Uncut Ferrigno.
He is uncircumcised.
How do you know? We never saw his dick. Like, literally, my first note was, where is his dick? Because it was just that weird Ken doll kind of like...
Oh, that beginning. I screamed.
I was like... showed him
as a full adult. No genitals. And then he became a baby.
But why not make the choice... to give him a loincloth. Like, why not make that? Why make the choice of finding something that looks exactly like his skin color?
Keep it G. Hercules had
Let me ask
put
you
him
a
in
question.
An underwear. Yeah. Like, I mean, because I was literally looking at my screen, like, is that a dick? Is it not a dick? You know, like,
Now, let me ask you this. If you saw that in real life, would it be weird or would it be cool? Like, if you saw that, like, unveiled in front of you in real life, would you be like, ooh, this is hot? Or would you be like, this is weird, I don't like it, Jason?
Think about it, and write Jason, use the hashtag,
you can just write
weird
at
or
me,
not weird.
Just tweet at me at Paul's Twitter.
I have so many messages to convey to you via my Twitter. Dude, you're killing it on Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, thank you.
What I love about you are saying, like, you know, one of the appeals of Lou Ferrigno is, like, not wearing the shirt. But one of the funniest things I think happens in this movie, and I've noticed with The Rock, too, strong men like that running is the funniest thing.
Yeah.
When he runs, I was like, there is nothing funnier on the earth than a really muscular man trying to get across.
Oh, this is when his mom dies.
Yeah, so this is...
Oh, yeah, your mother's in trouble.
This is him running. We won't even play sound because it's like... It just... Like, I almost feel like people who do, like, a lot of lifting never do cardio like that. Like, so they're like, I don't know how to run. Like, it's a... Like, you're asking him to do the most impossible task.
And here's the patio bed and action.
Get down on the deathbed. A lot of these old houses came with, just in case you were murdered on your front lawn, you'd have a little deathbed area. This is a little taste of his voice.
Yeah, this is where she looks up and she's like, "The robot."
Yeah, this is a little bit of a...
I can't believe I got killed by a robot.
Achilles.
Mother, tell me what happened, please.
And she looks up to the robot that's in the sky, and that is the last time any eye line is right on this movie. Like, Hercules is looking down and to the left, and the robot is like up and to the right. Like, no one had figured out like where that robot was gonna be. No one placed it at the right place. Like, there was no, like, this is the beginning of CGI, and shit was not working out. He's a beast of a man, and yet they try to make him very agile. Like, there's a part in the movie where he jumps really high.
Oh, man.
There's no way a man of that much musculature.
He's part God. He's part God. He's part God.
To just jump straight up in the air. Yeah.
Yeah, he can jump. And you know what? Greeks can jump as high as we want.
Whoa. Look, there's that guy in the Milwaukee Bucks, right? I mean, he's the...
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know who you're talking about. Sports is lost on me.
Hey, everybody. We have to take a brief break in the show to hear a few words from our sponsors. Number one sponsor, us. How did this get made? We're on tour. Come see us in Austin, Montreal, and even here in Los Angeles at the Wiltern Theater. Tickets only starting at $25. Head on over to hdtgminfo.com. hdtgminfo.com. People, let me give you a couple words here. Alarm. The willies. The heebie-jeebies. Panic. All these are words for fear. But guess what? There is only one word for exceptional home security, and that word is Simply Safe. Simply Safe is the home security that you need and that everyone loves. I'm talking everyone. The Verge says it's the best home security system. It won Reader's Choice from PC Magazine. It's a two-time winner of CNET's Editor's Choice. And it's a Wirecutter top pick. I love Wirecutter. If they say it's good, it is good. Better yet, SimpliSafe has no contract, no hidden fees, no gotchas. They keep prices always fair and honest because fear has no place in your home, apartment, or wherever you're currently staying. Try SimpliSafe today with free shipping and free returns. You'll get a 60-day free risk trial. And if you order now, you'll have your home protected within a week at simplisafe.com/bonkers. That's simplisafe.com/bonkers. That's SimpliSafe.com/bonkers. Now, be sure to go there so they know that we sent you. That's important to us. Helps us keep the lights on. People, I want to talk to you about something serious. Mayonnaise. Heinz mayonnaise. Because in my mind, there is no other mayonnaise than Heinz mayonnaise. You know the look. You know the feel. You trust it. You know it. And are you using it? Are you using it, people, every day in your life? Are you putting it in your tuna salad sandwich? Are you putting it on a delicious turkey club? Okay, Heinz mayonnaise has been around for so long for a reason. It's goddamn delicious, okay? It's the creamy highlight of your week, okay? It's the highlight of your year. You slather it on a turkey club, and all of a sudden, you take a boring old turkey sandwich and you make it into Studio 54 in your mouth, okay? Not even a cool club now. I'm talking about the coolest club ever. That's what mayonnaise does. It dresses up everything. You always look good in mayonnaise. Heinz mayonnaise is the Instagram filter of sandwich toppers. And it's not just for sandwich toppers. I said you could do it in a garlic aioli. You could put it on a thick cheddar cheeseburger if that's your thing. You could spread it on a BLT. And because it's so creamy, hours later, you'll still be going, oh yeah, that was good. Why was it so good? Simple Heinz mayonnaise. So leave the boring old bland mayonnaise on a shelf where it belongs. Carry mayonnaise in your bag. Because you need to put a little adventure in your mouth. Try something new. Try unforgettably creamy Heinz mayonnaise. And they got some mashups. You got that. They got mayo chup, mayo Q, mayo must, and cranch. Ooh, get me some cranch. I want some cranch. That actually is delicious. Cranch will blow your mind.
Hercules seems to defeat these villain robots with such ease. It doesn't seem to be like a challenge at all. Like, here he just throws two logs at us. Like, done. The robot's done.
There's like, he clobbers one with an anchor, and it's like, who cares?
Yeah.
Do we want to talk about how he threw the bear into space?
Yeah, we got it. I want to talk about it forever.
Yeah, it was really wonderful. I really loved it. I really was like, I hope it explodes, and then it became a constellation, which was even better.
That's how constellations get
Hercules
made.
Hercules is it's M.O.
Like, clearly that's a person in a suit.
I mean,
like,
the fur is a different color.
Yeah.
It's like the first cut of The Revenant, you know? Like, the first, like, just the blocking rehearsal for The Revenant was just like...
This was what Leo watched to inspire him.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, this is what they told him was going to happen.
The bear is also in the middle of the forest, and everything that cut to the bear, it's like clear skies, no tree in sight.
And when in the early part of this scene, when the dad is looking for the bear, the bear appears to be, like, hiding behind a tree delicately.
Also, Hercules, the dad acts like he's never been in a forest before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, Hercules? If you don't hear a response, there's not a
it's
human
not
around
Hercules.
You. There's probably an animal or a bear. Get out of there.
You've been farming here for a long time. Is this the first time you saw a bear?
Yeah.
But also, Hercules just pounds this bear's head, seemingly kills it, and then his M.O. is toss it into fucking space.
Yeah, get rid
of it. Everything he does is like, toss it into space.
Destroy the evidence.
He's like a fucking polluter. Like, he's putting more trash in space than anybody. Like, yeah.
If I had that option, I would throw every person in this room into space. I would throw people into space all the time. I would love to be able to throw people into space. This is the arrogance of Hercules. He's like, I'm just going to throw this bear into space. This bear murdered my dad.
So it's all...
So here it goes, yeah.
The bear is launched. And when the bear is launched, it's like a teddy bear just flying through
it
space.
It really is very floppy.
But by the way, so it becomes, you know, cat, it becomes...
Ursa Major.
When it becomes Ursa Major... Then it becomes like a video screen where you just see the bear like living its best life. Like a highlight reel for the bear.
The bear's like, finally, I live in space.
Are we to believe that every constellation is just...
They say that in the movie. That's what they say in the movie. They're like, are you going to continue to throw things in space to create stars? That's basically what they say in the movie.
So everything is, every constellation is space garbage. So at one point, Hercules got mad at a pan and threw the pan up there, and that became the pan.
Oh, yeah, he threw that log. Remember when he threw the log?
Yeah.
And I was like, wait,
where's it going?
It just kept going. It didn't look out. It never stopped.
Also, can we talk about how the gods are on our moon?
Yeah.
They're just on the moon.
What's up with that?
They divided everything into the different planets. Also, I think they only covered Jupiter and Saturn.
Yep.
And Earth.
Mercury.
And
they did Mercury, okay, too. Did Mercury. But also, Earth was not created. It was just like, and then there's Earth.
And also, Earth was there.
And also, Earth
and
was there.
And then the gods were on our moon.
And these are the gods. That's what the gods look like.
Yeah, we'll give you a little taste.
Imagine
of
a world in which that is your god.
Honestly, it's a world that I want to live in.
I mean, me too, truthfully.
This is their moment of trial. They've got to show.
I mean, if this was a Lady Gaga video, I'd be like, I get it. If you were saying, oh, this is a Lady Gaga video, she is God, I'd be like, okay, I guess I get it.
But by the way, any of these costumes in this movie could be appropriate at a Lady Gaga concert.
A million percent.
Absolutely.
Have given them. But evil is dark and strong. And it may be that the scales of fate are not yet in full balance.
What can I do to equalize both sides of the struggle, Athena?
Can you pause, Paul?
If you don't...
This is the movie. We're playing scenes from the movie.
And
that's how slow it moves.
This is the conceit of why Hercules was created, right?
Right.
And I watched it a couple times and be like, I still don't understand why they did this.
He's like,
there has to be a balance of good and evil, so we should create one person to take care of all that?
Yeah, and it seems like then they just cheat all the time.
Yeah.
Like Hercules should be dead many times over, and then Zeus with his fucking creeper hands, his fucking Joe Biden hands, coming out of the waterfall like, let me capture that boat.
Zeus is very handsy.
Yeah.
Ooh. Put that boat in my hand.
Ooh, let me hold the baby. I'll put him down here in the river. Ooh la la.
Oh, by the way, before when I guess it's King Minos, when King Minos says, like at one point his number two is like, I'm giving you the sublime pleasure of killing a child.
Okay. Yeah.
I was like, if I was a number two, wouldn't that be the job that number two would take? It'd be like, I'll kill the kid because he doesn't want to kill the kid. Like, it wouldn't be like the cool thing to do. The bad guy wasn't like, yeah, you kill the kid. I'll take the power. You kill the kid. It was a weird thing.
I thought that was so weird too because it was like the number two. It was like a plot twist in Act One. And you can't really have a plot twist in Act One because you don't know what the fucking plot is. Like,
I'm
the bad guy. You know, and you're like, but who is everybody? Like, I don't know who anyone is.
You just killed two people that I didn't know.
That were sleeping and not sentient. So I don't know what's happening, and this isn't a surprise.
To be fair, I didn't know what was happening at all in all of the movie.
I went back and rewatched
Act One, Two, Three. maybe four or five. I'm not sure how many acts were in this movie, but it seemed like too many.
I kept on
having like micro naps, and then I'd have to rewind the movie. And every time I rewind, I was like, I don't remember this. And I'd have to go back even a little bit further. Like, the movie was erasing as I was watching it.
I was just checking my phone periodically, and it would be like, what the fuck did I just miss?
Now he's like 50 feet tall, and he's like splitting. He's in Africa, and he's splitting up the continents.
Africa was nuts.
That was crazy. Africa was... When the king of Africa
showed up with a white woman and white slaves?
White slaves. That was a very different depiction of Africa that I've ever seen in my life.
When they said the king of Africa is coming to talk to you, I was like, now what's this? Like, how does this happen?
He's in the belly of a skeleton of a woolly mammoth. Surrounded by all white guys. Like, that is it. And then I didn't understand why he was there and why the King of Africa is like split up the continent.
And then the witch that he's with turns him into a giant, and it starts to make like the one of the things I love about this movie is that it is like in the past, obviously, everybody's like, you know, blah, blah,
blah. Like 1980s,
but
you mean.
All of the visuals are like laser sounds and Pac-Man music.
Yeah.
Like, in that scene, it is literally from, like, Pac-Man. It's like, waka, 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 waka. He's getting bigger, and it's like, waka, 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 waka. I was like, what the fuck is this movie?
But then they had to do, like, stuff like this. Like, my favorite moment is in that Africa scene where they're like, okay, Hercules, step behind this rock. So he's like, got it. So they could do this weird effect where they could just, like, cheat it. Like, can you hide behind this, like, tree? Yep.
Same thing with when she wants him to get her talisman out of the protective egg that it's in.
Yeah.
And he, like, has to put his hand in this way. First, it, like, lights on fire. And it's, like, a static arm on fire that he's just kind of like... Then it turns to cold. And then he's like, oh, oh, it's so cold. And then they're like, you did it, it's fine. And he's like, got it, I got the talisman. But like, it was so cheap. And I really was like, I'm old. I really had a moment where I was like, I'm so old that I saw this movie in the theaters and it looks like straight garbage. Like, I have lived long enough for a movie that looks legitimately like trash. I paid full price to see.
Look, Jason, when you saw it in the theater, did any of these graphics look
so good?
They did?
I mean, they must have looked good enough, but we did walk out. So they
when did you have... walk? Do you remember when you walked out?
I don't remember when we walked out,
you saw
but
the bear.
There was definitely the second half of the movie I did not see.
Got it.
Like, everything that happened in the second half of the movie, I was like, this is new to me. So probably somewhere in the halfway mark.
Yeah, it's a bizarre movie. I also wanted to talk about the idea of, like, when Hercules' parents are dead, he's like, well, I guess I'll just join this. I got to go fight. Someone wants me to go fight.
He also burned his house down.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, my parents are dead. I guess I'll just burn my house down and leave my town.
The guy was like, hey, Hercules, are you okay? He's like, no, I'm fine. I'm fine.
I'm just going to burn everything to the ground. You know what? Like, sell the house.
Yeah, someone else could live there.
Get on Celexa, man. You're depressed, okay? You need some talk therapy, man. Just don't burn down your family home. He cleans
the stables with a flood.
Oh my God.
Which made no sense geography-wise.
Also,
he threw a boulder down to the river, and then he was up on a cliff, and the water went up somehow.
But it's like,
how many horses must have died?
How many everybody must have died? Because where does it end? That, like, he, but first of all, that barn didn't look that big. He could have done it in a night.
It's the king's stables.
Yeah.
And it was like.
Six horses?
It was maybe 10 horses could have been stayed. Like, it was, that's embarrassing.
And
that
they didn't say, like, make it crystal clean. It just felt like, clean the horses.
But when that got brought up, everyone was like, oh, that's impossible.
Yeah. Very small stable.
Bitch, he threw a bear into space. It's going to be fine. You know, like, but
and
also.
She's like, oh no, nobody can do that.
Oh my God, can we talk about the veil? Let's talk about the veil.
Headland, get into the veil.
Let's talk about the veil because the veil was oppressive to her. It also didn't serve any actual purpose because it was completely see-through, and it was so close to her face that every time she breathed, it would be like, you know, like, and I was concerned for her, truly. I was concerned, and she was like, I can't take this off because I'm so beautiful. And I was like, yeah, we can see you, and you look great, and you look great. Yeah,
that also seemed like hardly a fair trade. He's like, if I clean this stable, which no one thinks I can do, you got to show me your face. After she explained, the person who sees my face, I have to marry. So he's basically being like, you got to marry me if I clean the poop out of here.
Yeah. Exactly. That's she exactly what it is. He's basically like, if I cause a flood, get rid of all these turds, I get to see your face, and that's true love.
Then you're mine forever. And she's like, okay. That sounds good,
But by the way, when she took it off, she's instantly in love with this man, and they've had no real conversation. The only thing that she saw was that he went to go play at the Majesty's Games, which seems like no one showed up to.
No one was there.
Like, it just seemed like for the four people. And they keep on, like, testing him, and I don't understand why they, like, test him again. Like, sure, he clearly is the strongest. Then they keep on sending out weaker and weaker people. It's like, send out the wrestlers. That was the weakest group of wrestlers.
They were, like out of shape.
I was like, yeah, they had to, like, he took a log. He fought them all with one log.
Which he threw
in
his face.
Is that after you watched Blades not affect his legs? And they're like, send out the wrestlers.
He fought horses. he ripped apart a chariot. He jumped up into the air.
He threw a bear into space.
But I'm saying at least in front of the Majesty. And then they're like, send out like four overweight dudes who like to wrestle. It's like, it's almost like the wrestling team from high school, like 20 years later. It's like, it's at a high school reunion. Like, wrestle the guys. Like,
send out the Von Erich brothers. Right? All the Von Erich brothers? Weren't those like wrestling brothers? There was like four of them? Guys? I think I might have gotten too old for the podcast. Yeah.
Is it possible to fall instantly in love like the two of them? What do you think connected those two, Cassiopeia?
Well, I think Cassiopeia was like, da dick. Like, she was like, ooh, I've never seen someone so strong before. He jumps real high? Yes! He's just like, duh, pretty woman. Like, they're both idiots. They didn't have a conversation. They didn't connect on anything.
It's beautiful people falling in love. Yeah. It's just a bunch of dummies.
Yeah.
But then the end of the movie is so weird because it's all about getting Cassiopeia back. And he gets Cassiopeia and he's like, are you the witch or are you Cassiopeia?
And
she's like...
And she was like, you'll never fucking know, bitch. Let's do this.
Yeah, this is like, such hot. Such a non-answer.
It's such a weird way to end the movie.
She was like, I'm her and I'm all of them and I'm also me. But it also kind of fell into the whole like stuff that happened at the beginning where it was like, you know, the fireballs of chaos that are also matter, but also the good and bad of the universe, which has been broken into arrows pointing toward people. Like, you know, and you're like, wait, what? I'm so sorry. And then at the end, she said the same thing. She was like, it's me, but I'm also no one, and I'm everybody. And he was like,
I am every woman.
Let's do it.
I would have liked to be like,
sings Whitney Houston.
Sings Whitney Houston. P.S.
But
that's
dubbed
amazing.
Over Whitney Houston. I like if he was like, I am her, I am them, I am you. And then it became Lou Ferrigno, and he just kissed himself. I think that would have been a great ending.
Oh, man, that would have been amazing.
It was a journey about self-love the whole time.
Hercules, you must love yourself before you can defeat any evil.
I felt really bad for that witch who stayed with him.
I did too.
For so long of that journey.
Yeah, she really put up with a lot.
Yeah.
It felt like the setup was she was going to send him on a quest.
Yes.
To do all of these things, right? Which makes sense. I did not anticipate that she would accompany him.
She kept saying, I can't go there, and then she would go there.
She would go with him for all of it, and she'd be like, look out, do that, what are you doing? Like, it was weird.
There was a weird thing, when he goes to that island, that after he swims for 7 days and seven nights, he gets to the island, and then she's like, we're trapped here, and he's like, we're trapped! But it's like, you just swam for 7 days and seven nights. You're never trapped. Like, if you can swim for 7 days and seven nights, you'll find another fucking island. He's so upset. Like, why does he forget your powers now?
Also, I was confused about her powers because he was like, put this rope around the rock, and she's like, do 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 do, and then the graphics was like, this is where the budget is. It was a set slow rope crawling around
so
the
rock. Slow.
So slow.
And then he threw it into space, and I was like, can't you put magic on the chariot and fly yourself to wherever you're going? We have to use his brute strength to throw this rock?
And basically what we're saying is, he threw the rock so hard and long that it will just like it'll just take the. They took the chariot on a ride and they landed in the right spot. Like he was like, "Nope, we landed at the right place. We did it. We nailed it." Like
and then when they landed, he was like, "Oh, what the hell? What happened to your magic?" She's like, "I fell in love. Damn.
What? You fell in love?
I fell in love. I'm powerless now." And then he's like, "Oh, never mind that. There's the island. Forget what you just said. There's the island. Like, way to avoid. She just admitted she's in love with you." And he's like, yeah, but I gotta go and save like this girl. There. I don't know.
I felt nothing sexual from Hercules at all.
At all.
Which is an odd thing.
I would almost even venture to say that it's in cinematic terms, in this movie, Hercules is a woman. Like, meaning he has no agency. Like, he's only wanted for his body and for what he can give other people. They tell him what to do, and he's like, sure, okay, great. And then no one's attracted. except for that woman at the end who's like, you're mine now, and now we're having children together, and you will sire my breed of warriors. Like, literally, like, those are his only contributions to the society of astral gods or whatever that we're looking
and
at.
And he is put on Earth to bring balance to good and evil. He doesn't seem to ever have a desire to do it. He's like, I just want to get that lady.
No one explains that to him. Yeah. No one's like, oh, by the way, the gods created you. You're put here for a purpose.
Did he bring balance? Is Atlantis full of evil people? Is it good that he destroyed Atlantis?
I mean, and there's even a part where he's like, I wonder why I'm so strong. Like, goes on with his life. You know, like, it's just like, oh, wow, no one's going to explain anything to you. And usually, like, the female romantic lead is kind of usually that person. That's
I like this idea.
Like, you know, like a damsel in distress almost.
Yeah.
And like, he fights a bunch of stuff, but he doesn't actually do anything that's his idea.
The only thing he has agency over is, like, he just does these selfish acts of destruction. He's like, bear, throw it into space. Log, throw it into space. He just throws. The only thing he seemingly enjoys is throwing shit into space, and maybe killing animals. We see him kill animals twice. Yeah. He's very good at it.
Anger problems, and I would too if no one told me what was going on.
If I was a pawn in a game, if somebody told me I was half god and that I had the strength of Zeus, like, and I was just out in the world, I'd be pissed off.
Told him that.
I don't think so.
He doesn't seem to enjoy fighting, nor does he seem scared by fighting. It's just sort of like,
I think that's also why he came off so, like, not sexy, because I was like, he's a child. Like, he has a child brain. He's an infant.
He never flexes in any way. It's like, horses, okay. Okay, sure. Yeah, what? It seems like a person who's like worked a 12-hour workday. Like, can you just do 6 more hours? Steve called in sick. We're going to get a replacement. Like,
just dropped the kids off at school, and like the dishwasher's full. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's just like, okay, cool. Stables now? Okay, great. Let's just go.
They make so little effort to show you what's going on. They just keep cutting to them just not reacting. They just are static.
Well, this is the most powerful moment. He's finally reunited with his love. I know we talked about it a little bit. This is the acting here. Let's see.
Kiss me, Hercules.
Wait. Are you really Cassiopeia? Or Ariana in a new form? Or Circe reborn?
I'm all of them and none of them. I'm the one who truly loves you.
So hot.
So awkward.
They're standing so far from each other.
They really are. It's because they're completely naked. Like, they're really trying not to touch each other. I mean, I can't imagine a less romantic shot, actually, than...
And then they outline that in, like, neon lights. Yeah.
And by the way, that's the most romantic...
Look at...
What?
Look at the feet!
Are we meant to believe that has also become a constellation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And are they just staying like that forever
in the
stars? Just this awkward like hug, like this head to head hug. It's like, that's what it feels like. two people who didn't want their bodies to touch, but like just their heads are like, we're touching. It's like, okay, sure. It's so sad, but that's the most triumphant moment in the movie. Hey, who are you? All right.
Now, people, what if you created a website that everyone was like, oh my God, that's amazing. How much did that cost? And you said, not that much, because I did it through Squarespace, okay? Squarespace is the go-to place for you to launch your passion project. Whether you're looking to start a new business, showcase your work, publish content, sell products, or more, Squarespace is the tool for you. How do I know? Because I have multiple sites on Squarespace. Go to paulshear.com. Check it out. Go to unspooledpod.com. Check it out. Except Jason and June. You cannot go to that website. Go to hdtgminfo.com and check out all the cool sites. What I love about it is I designed each one of them on Squarespace, and each one of them is completely and totally different. They're unique sites, and the reason I was able to do that is because Squarespace has amazingly different templates, beautiful templates that you can craft into something that feels unique and organic to you. And that's what I love. They got 24/7 customer support. It's award-winning. They're going to help you out. You can sell stuff. They have e-commerce tools. You can actually even track who's visiting and craft your material to even, you know, engage them more. So head to squarespace.com/bonkers for a free trial. That's squarespace.com/bonkers for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code bonkers to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/bonkers. Offer code bonkers. And guess what? We got your senses alive. We got your brain popping. Now, with all this energy, what are you going to do? You got to stay awake. And we're going to help you do it with a brand new sponsor, new Starbucks Triple Shot Energy. Wait, Paul, what is that? Well, I'll tell you. Starbucks Triple Shot Energy has 225 milligrams of caffeine from Starbucks coffee, a hint of flavor, and it's enhanced with guarana, B vitamins, and ginseng. The ultimate energy to do what matters to you. And it's available in three delicious flavors, including French vanilla, cafe mocha, and caramel. Here's the deal, people. Pop these in the fridge and get ready to not only have a flavor explosion, but an energy explosion, okay? When you have more energy, you can do the things that you want to do. Are you going to bed at 6 o'clock? Drink a triple shot energy. It's not only going to give you energy, it's going to taste good too, okay? I always find that a triple shot is kind of good for that second wave of my day. Yeah, I have my morning coffee. I've done my stuff. I've even had lunch, but guess what? I'm fading. I'm fading fast, and I got to go out tonight. I got to see friends tonight. I got to keep it together, people. Triple shot energy. I do it before I leave the house on a Friday night. Why? Because it gives me a little bit of a kick. Sure, maybe I'll go out with friends. Maybe I'll partake in some spirits. I don't know. But it gives me a little bit more energy to carry me through the night, okay? I mean, look, you don't have to just do it to party. You could do it to volunteer. You could do it just to hang out with a family. I tell you, I have 2 kids under 5. I need this triple shot energy. Sometimes I need 2 triple shot energies. You know, I got hours to kill. I got trampoline parks to go to. By the way, that injury almost healed. 6 weeks. Anyway, people, here's the deal. Triple Shot Energy is for everyone. It's for the dads. It's for the people going out and partying. It's for the moms. It's basically for everyone who can drink caffeine and who like a little bit of a pick-me-up without having to spend a lot. So you can find it in your local grocery or convenience store. It is Starbucks Triple Shot Energy. 3 flavors, French vanilla, cafe mocha, and caramel. Hold me now. You know how I got through all these ads right now? Triple Shot Energy. Guess what? I did it all. People, make sure you visit How Did This Get Made? We're going on tour, hdtgminfo.com. We'll see you there. And people, if you've not bought your How Did This Get Made swag, I urge you to do check it out. We've released a bunch of really cool new things in our TeePublic store. Head on over to teepublic.com/stores/hdtgm and check out what we got going on in there. Now, back to our show. Take it away, Paul, Jason, and everybody else.
What are people thinking out here? And I want you to ask your question in the best dubbed voice you can muster, okay?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, hi, my name is Darren, and my question is, so something like that. So who has a question? All right, somebody back here. Okay, let's go back here. Your name, your question, here we go.
My name's George. I read that the budget for this was $6 million, which is about...
I want to kill myself, okay?
Which is $15 million in today's money. If you were given that budget to remake this, what would you do differently?
Oh, by the way, let's just put one more caveat on it. It's also in Italy. So 15 in Italy is probably like 30.
Yeah.
First things first, I cast Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah. Yeah.
Straight away.
Yeah. And use his voice.
The guy
But
gets
use his
it.
Voice. Yeah. Exactly. Yes. Yep. That's the big takeaway. Yep. Initially, that's why I thought the dubbing was happening, because it was shot in Italy. And so a lot of times those are dubbed because basically the crew doesn't want to be quiet.
Oh, wow.
Like, that's actually, I'm going to name drop, but I did a pilot with Alfred Molina, who worked on Lady Hawk. Uh-huh. And he was talking about how...
One of my all-time faves.
Rutger
Hauer, Matthew Broderick,
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Who's on
Fred Molina. Leo McCurd, we can just keep going. Yeah. But anyway, so point being that he said that the crew would just torture Richard Donner by not being quiet.
Oh no.
So he would go like, of course you have to imagine that I'm Fred Molina and not me, a bad actor. But like,
I think of you like that all the time.
Really?
I'm like, Wesley Hedlund.
Has
like,
a real Molina
vibe.
You're
like an Alfred Molina. You're like a real Doc Ock.
Yeah, yeah, totally. But he would be like, so Richard Donner would be like, Silencio! Like, you know, and of course, the Italians are like, we just talk through everything. Like, they just dub it later. Yeah. So they're like clinking stuff around, like, all through the entire shoot and, like, just driving him insane.
Well, most Italian crews are made up of Mario Brothers.
So they have pipes to fix.
They're out there racing around on little carts.
Yippee!
Yoshi's up to nonsense.
Throwing their turtle shells.
Hello, my name is Jan Carl. Do you think they kind of shoehorned this into like a Christian story? Because one, Zeus, unlike in the original myth, is created without sex. Two, as you pointed out, the homophobic rainbow to hell. And three, the bad guy kind of is science.
Yeah. There was a lot of, like, weird...
the King Minos character does, as we saw in the, whatever it was, the trailer or whatever, like, he does, like, denounce the gods and favor science, but he's also like, but listen, if I can do the gods a favor, I'll do the gods a favor.
And also, when they put the baby in the... raft and stuff, that's all Moses.
Yeah.
There were a bunch of, like, we're just going to try to slip in.
And the literal Garden of Eden was there.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
It feels to me like someone heard a Greek, myth, and then, like, it was a couple years ago, and they were kind of drunk at a party, and then they were like, no, and then they eat the apple, and then... the Pangea splits, and then the
king of Africa's there, and also Hercules, and also lasers.
Oh, and Superman.
And also robot bugs.
It was weird, because everything was like myth adjacent, where it was like, you could do this research. Is there copyright on like Pandora's box? Like, why can't you just say the thing?
Yeah. Yeah, truly. Pandora's box is a phrase. Like, you don't need the jar. The jar of Pandora that spreads out all over the... I don't know, even know what it spread out. Like, the jar is part of the world. Oh,
and the jar was before planets existed.
Yeah.
First there was a jar?
Is that...
Who made the jar?
Is that
first,
what we're to believe?
There was a jar.
First there was a jar? Yes.
And on the second day, God said there will be a jar?
Then there was night.
It is Jupiter and cashews and Reebok sneakers and...
Commercials.
There was also a voiceover at the end of the movie, and I was like, what? Yeah. Do you remember this? It was like towards when the princesses were being walked down the hallway to get sacrificed. There was a voiceover that, as if it was the end of a TV show, where it's like, what will happen next? The princess is not looking so good right now. And I was like, wait, we can't just do that. You didn't establish that before.
These Duke boys are in trouble. Tune in next.
It's Waylon Jennings.
Yeah.
Looks like Bo and Luke are in trouble now.
It'd be great if they're like, it's a movie? Oh, just leave it in. There's no commercials. Obviously, we had an opinion about this, but there are other people out there with a different opinion. It is now time for second opinion.
Have an opinion, what do you say? Put it on Amazon right away. We think it sucks, but you think it's great. Second opinions coming your way. There's a June bird on my shoulder. Is the truth for real? Someone thought this had appeal. Second opinions, they're here to stay. Second opinions, read one today.
Yeah! Amazing. Wait, stay. Amazing. And you know what, sir? That song might not have been a freestyle, but you definitely deserve a Coke freestyle hat and glass. Again, the show is not sponsored by the soda machine, but the soda machine does respond to you on Twitter, and you can interact with a literal soda machine, not the company. It's not like Coke or Sprite. It's the machine. It's the sentient machine that tweets. And it's kind of a fun. It's a fun Twitter account. These are five-star reviews, culled from Amazon. The movie has 79 reviews total, pretty low. 51% are five-star reviews.
Oh, my God.
For the first time ever, I've actually pulled some visual reference here because we're going to need it in a second. I'm going to read you this. This is from Just Another Schmo. Writes this. If you're even looking at this, you don't know why you're here. He throws a bear into space. He blasts a three-headed robot dog, and he single-handedly sinks the city of Atlantis in the space of 90 minutes. Oh, and it was made by the same people who gifted us with Star Crash. Nothing more need to be said. Five stars.
Should we be watching Star Crash?
I immediately wrote that down. Jim Moulter writes, Big Lou, what else is there to say? The review goes, this movie is pretty stupid, but to get to see Big Lou at his best is alone worth watching. It's good motivation at the gym. Five stars.
Somebody's watching this
to get motivated.
And also, like, loves calling him Big Lou.
Big yeah. Lou.
Big Lou two times in there.
And he's then, hoping it sticks. Everyone's going to call him Big Lou.
Big Lou.
Big Lou. This one's written by Jerry. Bought it from my boyfriend. He loves it. Five stars. This one's long, but I have to read it because it's so great, parts of it. J.B. Hoyos writes, and the title of the review is From Hulk to Hercules, Lou Ferrigno's physique is incredible. Winner of the coveted title of Mr. Olympia and hailed as one of the greatest bodybuilders who ever lived, it seems only natural that Lou Ferrigno would be given the role of Hercules, the epitome of masculinity. He possessed one of the world's most perfectly developed male physiques, described as godlike. It had the ruggedness of Reg Parks and the aesthetics of Steve Reeves. Each film starred an attractive cast, voluptuous bad girl Sybil Danning, played an evil princess in Hercules, had an energy-infused Star Wars-like score from renowned musical composer Pino Donaggio. Furthermore, the sets and costumes were beautiful. These Hercules films are rife with adventure, fantasy, and romance, and are suitable for Ferrigno fans of all ages. They are excellent vehicles for showcasing his super masculine physique wow. to the utmost possible while maintaining modesty. They are on par with films made during the sword and sandal age that prospered during the late 50s to the mid-60s. Fans of the Incredible Hulk series will want to watch this double feature, that's this in The Adventures of Hercules, to discover, as I did, how well Lou Ferrigno cleaned up after having all that defacing green makeup removed. And
can I ask you, is this review from Lou Ferrigno? Is it possible he's written this?
Get ready for this.
Oh, God. I feel like I'm at a...
All this.
Oh.
Post 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So that's 30 shots there. So about 60 stills from the movie in his Amazon review.
I didn't know you could put pictures in your review.
Yeah, there it is. All just pictures of his muscular body. Just in it. Like, getting into it. Like and...
Oh, when that wasn't in the movie.
Which
grabbing
part?
Lightning?
Oh, just him splayed out like that.
Yeah, oh, grabbing lightning is from the second movie. I can tell you because I saw that part.
I will say his body is next level crazy. Like, he is very built. Like, this is, I mean, this must be the height.
I mean, he should have won Mr. Universe.
Yeah, this must be the height of his bodybuilding career. You know, but, it's crazy.
But you know what it is Schwarzenegger had the personality.
Is that it?
Is there a personality competition within the...
Do they have to answer questions
Have you guys ever seen Pumping Iron?
No.
It's
Have you
amazing.
Never seen the stand-up section of all those Mr. Universe contests? They flex, and then they do, like, a tight five.
Do they have a talent section?
They
don't need to have talent.
It's an amazing documentary, but basically, like, a Schwarzenegger gets in Lou Ferrigno's head and just fucks him up. Like, Lou Ferrigno should have won, and Schwarzenegger just, like, needles him the right way, and he falls apart. Just falls apart.
What do you mean by falls apart?
Yeah, aren't you just... flexing?
But
what do you have to do? Did he trip on stage?
So
I think there's just... a way that you need to get yoked exactly right, but also like...
What? Yoked?
Well, Paul, you know this because you're a bodybuilder.
I'm sorry. Who? What is...
Pose off! Oh! I like that all of your poses are like old-timey poses.
How did...
Wait, what? I don't know why I oughta...
If you watch it, I don't remember exactly like what he just didn't have a good pose off, God knows how. But I guess like his body was really well built, but Schwarzenegger just fucking psychs him out.
But,
it's great.
So, but I'm still trying to wrap my head around psyching somebody out over like standing. Like, is that what you're saying? Like,
yeah,
he's basically like, I'm gonna go out there and try to fucking stand, man. Like, that's what you're gonna try to do. You're trying to be a human. You're gonna try to like experience gravity in real time.
Can anyone explain it better than I? Can anyone
any bodybuilders in the house?
All right, yeah. What? Come here. What are you gonna say?
He's fucking with them at the gym, leading up to the competition.
Oh.
So he's getting in his head, but how does that, all right, so basically what he's saying is, yes, he's getting his head over the course of weeks, but how does that affect him standing on stage?
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, the zone for standing?
Yes. So cool. what he's adding is the zone. I didn't say the word the zone. So yeah.
I get it now. Totally. All I had to hear was the zone.
He wasn't in the zone.
He wasn't in the zone.
As someone
.
Who's like always in the zone.
Oh yeah, tell us about it, Jason.
Like, oh my God. Like here's the thing. Like,
yeah. What's the zone like?
Like my muscles are exploding. Yes. I'm in the zone. No, I mean like I guess it is anything's a competition. Like no matter even if it's just standing, it's a competition. So you are in some ways. Schwarzenegger is psychologically besting him, you know?
And it is true that, like, watching this or early Schwarzenegger, that, like, he just doesn't have the same...
charisma.
Zone-ish.
Yeah.
Ness.
Well, look, they both are in movies about Hercules. Schwarzenegger's in Hercules in New York, and, like, Hercules gets sent to New York as punishment. And this
and
is
Conan
Hercules.
Was this same year or around?
I think Hercules was way earlier. This is kind of, like... cresting on his popularity as the Incredible Hulk. So I think this is like in the 80s.
Right. And then Conan the Barbarian was when?
Oh, sorry. Conan.
Yeah.
Did you think Conan O'Brien is what we were talking about?
Oh,
when does Conan O'Brien's talk show start?
I had a really quick question about Conan O'Brien that I just wanted to bring up now.
I thought you
guys know him, right?
Okay. I thought you meant the original Hercules. Sorry, I misheard it. Sorry. I'll tell you what this movie did do. All right, this movie came out in 1983. The taglines were the strongest man on Earth. But, I mean, is he the strongest man on Earth?
No. I mean, he's the strongest man on Thera.
I mean, he's the strongest man in the universe, I'd argue.
I guess.
And then the other one was, the world needed a hero. It got a legend. The budget was $2.5 million, although Wikipedia says Variety said it was $6 million. Opening weekend was $3.7 million, and it grossed $10.6 million.
Wow.
Dollars.
Huge hit. My four-person family contributed to that.
Now, think of it like this. This movie comes out in 1983, which means it's up against movies like Return of the Jedi, Terms of Endearment, and Flashdance. It came in 66 out of all the movies made that year. It was beaten by the two films that we've done in this podcast, Staying Alive and Superman 3, and the movie beat nothing. That was it. So it didn't beat anything that we've done on the show. But that's pretty impressive.
Very.
Yeah.
For a movie that looks this bad.
Yeah.
It looks terrible.
Yeah.
But to think of the Return of the Jedi was in the theater. Like, if you were to watch both of these back-to-back, you'd be like, well, Return of the Jedi was made at least two decades later, right? I mean,
that's the thing. Yeah, the quality of the effects is, like, startling.
Yeah.
People just like Big Lou.
It must be, though, really.
The real special effect is his stone-cold body.
Jason, would you recommend people watching Hercules?
You know, I walked out of it as a child. I wished I could have walked out of it today while watching it. No, I would say this is not necessarily as fun as I would have liked it to be. It was maybe I would watch it in a fast-forwarding manner. There's good scenes, there's good like nonsense wardrobe choices, there's a bunch of craziness, but it's not satisfying as a movie, I would say.
Okay, I take it. Leslie?
I would say that under certain circumstances it would be a fun movie to watch.
How dare you?
I mean,
how dare you?
If those circumstances were I was on acid, because okay. I did keep thinking like this would be amazing, and I hate to use that as an excuse.
Sure.
But truly, it is visually like if you're not looking at like the strings holding things and like the weird Pac-Man sounds, like if you're really just thinking about man the cosmos, right? You know, like, and like people, you know, and how like God and science, like, it's like if you're
just take acid and watch Cosmos then.
No, but there's something kind of endearing about it. Like, it's kind of sweet and like, I don't know, he's kind of sweet right. And like, I don't know. I mean, I don't think I'd recommend it to anyone I know.
Got it.
You know?
But you're happy to let strangers watch it on,
if I ran into
on
someone
your that, recommendation?
Yeah. If I was on like public transportation or something and somebody was like, what are you watching? I'd be like, Hercules. 1982.
83. 85 is a sequel, by the way. And that's where...
This got a sequel?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Adventures of Hercules. The one I told you that...
Oh, that's what... Oh.
Yeah.
I was still confused. I was like, I thought there was a mix-up.
No, it's the same thing. Like everything is the same, and from what I could tell, it's a lot of reused footage from the first movie.
Yeah, I thought that was like got confused as well, and looked, and both of them do start with the cosmos. So I was like, I don't know which
They're
one's wrong.
So bizarre, yeah.
But I thought that was like a fan made thing.
It
like
is not.
Shockingly,
it is not.
Yeah, it's like spliced up parts of this movie. Yeah. It's very weird. Would you recommend watching this movie?
I actually thought the same thing when it started. I was like, "Oh, if I was on acid, this would be crazy." But then, I think
too many people are wondering if they're wishing they were on acid to watch this movie.
Well, then I was as soon as he killed the bear, I was like, no. Like, that would...
Right.
It's too violent too soon. I would be freaked out. And there were so many things going on. I was like, I think I'd be terrified if I actually was on drugs right now. So I think it'd be good, like, in the background at a party or something.
I was going to say, like, an Indian restaurant. If you put this on the wall of an Indian restaurant, like, while you're eating lunch or dinner, it'd be like, yeah, it's great. It's so fun.
Well, this is a weird thing. Yeah, they look so crazy. That'd be fun. But not to, like, sit down and watch it, no.
You know, I think... I enjoyed watching it, but to me, when I watch a movie, you know, I'm coming at it from the gym perspective. I'm going like, what can I do to get my body ripped like Big Lou? So, you know, and I'm looking, I'm like, well, maybe I could do this garden thing, you know, tie some rocks to a plow. You know, so I'm getting ideas. Like, this is like a, I call this like movie like a gardening movie because it plants ideas in my head.
Plants
that
a seed.
Then grow, yeah.
Plants a seed.
Yeah, this is like one of those. So this is a classic sheer garden movie. You know, I'm gonna be looking at a bunch of different shit. Like today when I left to do the podcast, I fucking just threw a lit cloth in my house. I was like, fucking, I'm out. And you know,
I get it. Listen, I yeah. watched this movie. I bought a pallet of baby oil on Amazon. I was like, here's what I'm going to do every day before I leave the house. Grease up this bod. I want people wherever I am, whatever coffee shop I'm in, to know I'm jacked and I'm ready to go. I'm glistening. I'm wearing
and
a loincloth.
I'm just going to start dressing from the boobs down. Start halfway.
Just,
yep.
Just get to your crotch, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Boobs to crotch
boobs
is the only.
Boobs to crotch.
By the way, just off the, just I don't know if I, how I feel about it. Beard or no beard? Was it good that he had a beard?
Yes.
Or was it? Yeah.
No. Yeah. I like that.
I think
always,
so.
Always better.
Yeah.
The movie did it remind anyone else of Barbarella? Like I just kept thinking. I mean, I guess it's not weird enough to be Barbarella.
But it
like,
has similar things. That there's something about like the sets. There, I don't know. It has like a very.
I guess that's what I mean by endearing. Like
yeah.
where it was kind of like it wasn't. It was terrible.
Right.
But it was just kind of like in that cute way.
Made with the best intentions.
Yeah.
Like was it?
They tried.
Was it?
They gave
we
it
don't
a good
know
try.
That. We don't know it's made with the best intentions. We don't know.
Don't.
These people might have been like, we're making this in order to murder people.
By the way, it is the canon
Everyone
group.
In Atlantis actually died.
Yes.
You know, I keep forgetting that. That there was just like full-blown genocide at the
It was a bummer.
He takes that sword out and he's like, I'll kill everybody just to get this girl. And the girl he gets, he doesn't even know who she is. And she doesn't,
and she doesn't
even,
know who she is. Yeah.
She doesn't like, know who she is. She's basically like, I'm everybody or nobody.
Let's get oddly close enough but not too intimate with each other because I'm married and my wife's off camera. That's what it felt like. All right, let's talk about what you guys have. You guys are fantastically amazing. Leslie, what do you have that you want to plug, that you want to talk about?
I have nothing to plug. Watch Russian Doll on Netflix if, you,
so
if you're so inclined.
And it has been picked up for more, right? Or
I don't know yet.
Okay, all right,
has
great.
It been?
I don't know.
I'm truly not paying attention.
All right, great.
Yeah.
Leslie directed a wonderful movie that I'm in called Sleeping With Other People.
Oh, yes, which is on Netflix.
Yeah.
And you can watch that, yeah.
Leslie also directed two episodes of Black Monday, which
two episodes of Black
really
Monday.
Some of the
So
really
watch
episodes.
Black
yeah,
Monday.
Black,
Actually,
Black
that's
Monday.
True. And I directed June
yeah.
in Bachelorette, which is my first movie, which I think is still on Netflix
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
if you want to see all three of
So, yeah. Sheer, would you like to direct us in anything?
I would love to.
All right, great. What do you now? You have a brand new podcast coming out right now.
Yes,
right?
with Nicole Byer, who has been on the show before.
Yes.
Oh yeah!
And it's called Best Friends because we are best friends, and we talk about friendship. And you can call our voicemail line. You can't call us directly because we're not giving out our number. But you can call or write and ask friendship advice, and we give it to the best of our ability.
And I think Jason and I are going to be on it, right?
I think we are.
That's
going to be very exciting. That will be really, really fun. Well, this is great. Thank you to Nate Kiley. Thank you to Avril Halley, who pulled our clips and does all of our great stuff. And thank you all for coming out tonight. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
That was our show. And I want to remind you one more time, it is important to feel safe at home. We all know that, right? It's important to feel safe, but it's just not important to feel safe. You actually have to do something about it. And Simply Safe knows how to protect you, okay? They have developed a security system that keeps working if the power goes out, if the Wi-Fi goes down, and even if a burglar smashes your keyboard. They have the fastest response times in the industry, and they're ready to send help 24/7 if there is an emergency. Go to simplysafe.com/bonkers. That's simplysafe.com/bonkers to check it out. That's SimplySafe.com/bonkers. Be safe so you can continue to listen to the show and hear my amazing ad reads.
Want to hear Earwolf pilots before anybody else? We made a podcast feed just for you. Earwolf Presents is full of great stuff, like preview episodes for upcoming shows, peeks behind the paywall, and pilots for podcasts that haven't even been made yet. It's like getting to listen in behind the scenes here at Earwolf. Starting January 21st, Earwolf Presents will have a bunch of new pilots for you, like Edgar Montplaisir's The Wokest. Catch conversations between the wokest man in the world and comedians like Risa Lechea. Also, hear upcoming pilots The Florida Cast, Wow, You're Native American Too? This Week in Sports, and Carl Alarm all throughout the month. Let us know what you think of them with hashtag Earwolf Presents. Subscribe to Earwolf Presents to hear more great episodes from around the network and behind the paywall, like an episode of Drew Tarver's Strictly Business with Derek Contreras, or Act One of Matt Besser's punk musical, Stolen Idea. Just search for Earwolf Presents in your podcast app and subscribe so you don't miss an update.